This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. There was an election yesterday, and in Humboldt County, that meant a ballot with seven items, including two College of the Redwoods Board of Trustees races. In Trustee Area 1, incumbent Tracy Capini was defeated by challenger Bonnie Deister by 376 votes, while in Trustee Area 2, incumbent Thomas Ross was defeated by challenger Dan Kelly, who garnered more than 56% of the vote. Measure X in Rio Dell, a cannabis business tax, passed easily with 82% of the vote, and Measure B, a special resort tax for Shelter Cove, was approved as well. A fire protection district special tax for Blue Lake was defeated by two votes, 16-14, and Measure Z, that would create a Peninsula Community Services District, was approved by voters. Residents of Redwood Valley and Mendocino County can get help with insurance claims and cleanup of their property at a community meeting scheduled for this evening at Eagle Peak Middle School from 6:30 to 8. County staff have organized a series of meetings to assist residents who lost their homes and belongings to wildfire. Local, state, and federal officials will be on hand to answer questions, and the meeting will be streamed online at the county's YouTube page as well as at the county's Facebook page. The Eureka Chamber of Commerce has appointed Donna Wright as its new executive director to replace Don Smullen, who retired last month. Wright, who moved to Humboldt County in 2010, was chosen for her local philanthropic work and her experience in finance and banking with the Commonwealth Bank of Australia. Wright will take over the position on the 16th. Veterans Day falls on a Saturday this year, this upcoming Saturday, in fact, and the County Veterans Services Office will be open to serve any veterans who have been unable to access service during normal business hours. The Veterans Office, located at the County Courthouse, will be open from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. to assist veterans with benefits, employment, compensation, and medical needs. The Eureka Police Department has scheduled a training session for local business owners and managers in coordination with Crime Free International. The training session is scheduled for tomorrow at the Humboldt Bay Fire Department classroom from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Topics will include preparing for theft and robbery, handling cash, loss prevention techniques, and how to be a good witness. Admission is free, but registration is mandatory. Contact Eureka Police for more information. Pacific Gas and Electric has made a $20,000 donation to the Mendocino County Search and Rescue Team, and it's part of an overall $100,000 campaign by PG&E to support local search and rescue organizations. In addition to the search and rescue donation, PG&E also donated $25,000 to the Potter Valley Volunteer Fire Department. Coast Central Credit Union has appointed Humboldt County native Colleen Toasty as its new Vice President of Marketing and Communications to replace Dean Hart, who retired earlier this year. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.